This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, wa lillahi alhamd.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. اللهم اهد قلبي وسدد لساني واسلل سخيمة قلبي، آمين يا رب العالمين. In today's session of Qareebun Mujib, inshallah, we will go over some du'as from the sunnah related to istighfar, seeking forgiveness from Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran that seek forgiveness from Allah and repent to Him, inna rabbi qareebun mujib. That seek forgiveness from Allah, repent to Allah, indeed my Lord is Qareeb, He is near and He is responsive. And this shows us how important it is that as we worship Allah and as we make dua, we should especially seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Seeking forgiveness comes hand in hand with ibadah. It comes hand in hand with worship. And remember that one of the objectives of ibadah is to seek forgiveness from Allah. It is to have our sins erased. The Prophet ﷺ said that whoever fasts in the month of Ramadan with faith and expectation of reward, their past sins will be forgiven. Whoever prays in the nights of Ramadan with faith and expectation of reward, their past sins will be forgiven. Whoever prays in the night of Al-Qadr, on Laylatul Qadr, with faith and expectation of reward, their past sins will be forgiven. When we make wudu, our sins fall off from us. With every sajda and every prayer, our sins are removed. Umrah to Umrah, Ramadan to Ramadan, all of these good deeds are a way of removal of sins from a person, forgiveness of sins. And as we increase in worship, as we spend time worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we should also directly seek forgiveness from Allah Azza wa Jal, that Ya Rab, forgive me. And we see that the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, his life was such that there was always istighfar. He was constantly seeking forgiveness from Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. With every act of worship, after every act of worship, even at the end of his life, the last words he said, Subhanallah, he was the one who worshipped Allah the most. And Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu said that he never saw anyone who sought forgiveness from Allah more than the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So this is a habit that we need to develop as we're fasting, as we're praying in the nights of Ramadan. And whether or not we're able to perform these acts of worship, we should still seek forgiveness from Allah Azza wa Jal. In a hadith, we learned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ibadi, inni harramtu dhulma ala nafsi, wa ja'altuhu baynakum muharrama, fala tadhalamu. That, O my slaves, indeed I have forbidden injustice on myself, and I have also made it prohibited to you. So do not be unjust to one another. Ya ibadi, kullukum dallun illa man hadaytuhu, fastahduni ahdikum. O my slaves, all of you are lost except for the one whom I guide. So seek guidance from me and I will guide you. Ya ibadi, kullukum ja'i'un illa man at'amtuhu, fastat'imuni ut'ikum. O my slaves, all of you are hungry except for the one whom I feed. So seek food from me, I will feed you. Ya ibadi, kullukum arin illa man kasaltuhu, fastaksuni aksukum. O my slaves, all of you are naked except for the one whom I clothe. So seek clothing from me and I will clothe you. Ya ibadi, innakum tukhti'una bil-layli wan-nahar wa ana aghfiru adh-dhunuba jami'a fastaghfiruni aghfir lakum. O my slaves, indeed all of you err, all of you commit sin by night and by day, and I forgive all sins. So seek forgiveness from me, and I will forgive you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran also that قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. That say, O my slaves who have transgressed against themselves by committing sins, tell them that do not despair of the mercy of Allah. Indeed, Allah forgives all sins. Indeed, He is the ever-forgiving, the ever-merciful. So we should believe that our Lord forgives sins, no matter how many our sins may be. Remember, the mercy and forgiveness of our Lord is much greater than our sins. No matter how serious and how terrible our sins may be, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy is greater. His forgiveness is more vast. Inna rabbaka wasi'ul maghfira. Indeed, your Lord is vast in His forgiveness. His forgiveness can encompass all of our sins. It can erase and do away all of our wrong deeds. And remember that the month of Ramadan, one of the goals of this month is that we seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We learn in a hadith that once the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was ascending the minbar and he said, Ameen, Ameen, Ameen. And the people asked that, O Messenger of Allah, how come you said this? And he said that Jibreel said to him that may the person be destroyed, the one who finds one or both of his parents in old age and he does not serve them and enter Jannah. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Ameen. And then Jibreel said that may the person who hears the mention of your name and does not send salawat on you be destroyed. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Ameen. And then may the person who finds the month of Ramadan and does not seek and does not attain forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may that person also be destroyed. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Ameen. So remember that the goal of the worship of the month of Ramadan is that we seek forgiveness from Allah. And as we perform various acts of worship, let us also increase in seeking forgiveness from Allah and be hopeful that Allah will forgive. Ask Him to pardon you, to overlook your mistakes, to forgive you, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive. Have hope. In a hadith, we learn the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that when one of you makes dua, then he should not say, Allahumma ghfir li in shi'ta, that, O Allah, forgive me if you want. Yani, don't say, O Allah, forgive me if you want. Rather, the person should be determined in his ask. Yani, when you are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, have determination and have hope that Allah will give you what you are asking for. And be very hopeful. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that there is nothing too big for Allah to give. Allahu Akbar. It's not difficult for Allah to forgive you. It's not too much to forgive you on the part of Allah. It is very easy for Allah to forgive you. Because Allah is not like His creation. It is hard for people to forgive. It is hard for people to forget. Why? Because people get hurt by our annoyance, or when we harm them, when we don't listen to them. People need us to cooperate, to be nice, to listen, to give us our rights, etc. And so when we hurt people, then people have difficulty forgiving us. Allah Azza wa Jal does not get affected by our obedience or our disobedience, by our when we forget Allah, or when we remember Him, when we do things for His sake, or when we have insincere intentions, any whatever our condition is, remember, it does not affect Allah. It does not harm Allah. It does not bring any benefit to Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not depend on our worship. So do not compare Allah to the creation. And don't think that it is that you are too bad to seek forgiveness from Allah, or that it would be too much of a favor, too big of a favor that you're asking Allah to forgive you. It is not difficult for Allah to forgive. And remember that no one except Allah can forgive sins. No one except Allah. You cannot erase your sins. You yourself do not have the power to forgive yourself. Other people also, they cannot do away with your sins. It is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who can forgive sins. So ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness and do not despair of His mercy. And at the same time, do not be confident over your sins and commit sin after sin. No, feel guilty and admit your sins before Allah. Because where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ, that all my slaves who have committed transgression against themselves, do not despair of the mercy of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also tells us that وَأَنَّ الْمُسْرِفِينَ هُمْ أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ, that indeed those who commit transgressions, those who commit excesses, yani sin, they are the companions of the fire. They will be in hellfire. So let us not dare to openly or privately commit sin and do something, say something, write something that is offensive, that Allah Azza wa Jal is not pleased with. Because وَأَنَّ الْمُسْرِفِينَ هُمْ أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran, نَبِّ عِبَادِي أَنِّي أَنَا الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ, that inform my slaves that indeed it is I who is the ever-forgiving, the ever-merciful. وَأَنَّ عَذَابِي هُوَ الْعَذَابُ الْأَلِيمُ, and that indeed my punishment, it truly is the most painful punishment. It is incredibly painful. So we should remain between fear and hope. We should be afraid of Allah, that you know our love for Allah or our hope in Allah should not lead us to commit sin after sin. But at the same time, given the fact that we are human, when we err, when we slip, when we make a mistake, and when we knowingly, sometimes in a state of anger, we do things that later on we regret, then we should be hopeful and we should not cancel ourselves. We should not say, you will never be forgiven. No, we should be hopeful of Allah. Go to Allah as you are and admit your sin and seek forgiveness from Allah. So do not cancel yourself and do not cancel others either. Because in a hadith, we learned that the Prophet ﷺ said that once there was a man who said to another that Wallahi la yaghfirullah li fulanin, that by Allah, Allah will never forgive such and such person. All right. And in another narration, we learned the person said this to him directly, that by Allah, Allah will never forgive you. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that who is this person who is basically speaking on my behalf? Any who are you to speak on my behalf and give a ruling on my behalf that I will never forgive so and so? And in hadith we learned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I will forgive him and not you. I will waste all of your deeds. Astaghfirullah. Any the person who says about others that Allah will never forgive them, then such a person is actually not forgiven. Why? Because of his arrogance. Because of his such pride and his arrogance that he is speaking on behalf of Allah, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not forgive that person. So do not cancel yourself and do not cancel others. Never say that I am not worthy of God's mercy or so and so is not worthy of God's mercy. No, we all are. For as long as we are alive, we are able to seek forgiveness from Allah. We are worthy of seeking forgiveness from Allah, no matter who we are, no matter what our history is, and no matter what our present is. And this is a reminder that we should seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala constantly. Yani this should be a habit. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said that wallahi inni la astaghfirullah wa atubu ilayhi fil yawmi akthar min 70 marra. That by Allah, I seek forgiveness from Allah and I repent to Him in one day more than 70 times. Imagine, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would seek forgiveness from Allah more than 70 times in one day. So we should also do that. Make it a habit that as you're walking, as you are working at your desk, as you are going from room to room, up or down, on the stairs, you are driving, you are unloading the dishwasher, you're doing the dishes, you're cooking, you're chopping, whatever you are doing, keep your tongue busy in the dhikr of Allah. Whether it is in tasbih or tahmid or tahleel or istighfar, seek forgiveness from Allah. And you know how sometimes you are sitting with someone or you're sitting with your family and then everybody is talking and then there are moments of silence. There are moments of silence where you have nothing to say, somebody else has nothing to say, you're just sitting quietly. Or you have nothing to say, other people are talking. Then those moments also, in a gathering, seek forgiveness from Allah. Because the Prophet ﷺ would seek forgiveness from Allah even in a gathering. And typically when you're sitting in a gathering, you're talking, you're listening, you should be present. That is not the time when you disconnect from people and you just start doing your own thing. You know, if somebody wants to talk to you, somebody wants to listen to you, then you should be present in that conversation. However, within that gathering also, when you find moments of silence, when you find moments where you don't have anything to contribute or someone is talking for long, you know, for example, somebody just starts telling you about what they saw, regarding some protest in some country or some conspiracy theory, and they're going on and on about their story or about what they heard, about what they read, and they're going to talk for some time, then slowly in your mouth, and you start saying astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. Then because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this was his habit, that even in a gathering he would seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another important thing is that as soon as we realize we have done something wrong, let us seek forgiveness immediately. Do not delay. Do not wait for a later time when you will seek forgiveness. Yani, yes, you can wait for a later time when you can, perform a certain good deed, make, a long dua in which you seek forgiveness from Allah. But don't just wait until then. The moment you realize you have done something wrong, say astaghfirullah. Astaghfirullah wa atubu ilay. Ya Rabb, I seek your forgiveness. I repent to you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran that innama at-tawbatu 'ala Allahi lil-ladhina ya'maluna as-su'a bijahalatin thumma yatubuna min qarib fa ulaika yatubu Allahu 'alayhim wa kana Allahu 'aliman hakima. That indeed the tawbah, the repentance, which is on Allah to accept from his servants, meaning the repentance which Allah accepts from his slaves, is from those people who do something wrong out of ignorance. And ignorance can be literally that a person does not know, and it can also be that a person forgets in that moment out of extreme anger or extreme burst of emotion. You know, our feelings sometimes, our anger especially, it kind of blinds us. And we're not able to think clearly, we don't think logically, we don't act logically. So those who do something wrong out of ignorance, and then يَتُوبُونَ مِنْ قَرِيبٍ, then they repent soon after. Meaning, as soon as they realize they have done something wrong, they make tawbah, they turn back to Allah. So it is those people whose repentance Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts, and Allah is ever knowing, ever wise. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam also said that إِذَا عَمِلْتَ سَيِّئَةً فَأَحْدِثْ عِنْدَهَا تَوْبَةً. That when you do something wrong, when you make a mistake, when you end up committing a sin, then make tawbah right away. How? أَسِرُّ بِالسِّرِّ وَالْعَلَانِيَةُ بِالْعَلَانِيَةُ. If you have done something wrong secretly, then seek forgiveness from Allah, repent to Him secretly. So for example, you are sitting somewhere and all of a sudden some really nasty thoughts cross your mind And immediately then you should seek forgiveness from Allah. Or you are in your room alone, nobody else is there, and you end up looking at something on your phone or listening to something that is not appropriate. Nobody found out that you ended up committing a sin like that. So seek forgiveness from Allah in private. وَالْعَلَانِيَةُ بِالْعَلَانِيَةُ And if you commit a sin openly, then repent openly. So for example, if you end up saying something inappropriate before your children, before your spouse, before your family, seek forgiveness openly. If you end up typing something, for example, in a chat, in a group chat, then seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala openly. وَالْعَلَانِيَةُ بِالْعَلَانِيَةُ And also we should pay attention to performing those deeds which bring about forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And especially in these days and nights of Ramadan, let us perform these deeds in order to earn forgiveness from Allah. Of these deeds is wudu and salah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that if anyone performs wudu like that of mine, meaning in the same way that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam made wudu, properly, not rushed, three times, washing every limb, rubbing, making sure that the skin is thoroughly wet, it is washed. So whoever performs wudu like that of mine and offers a two rak'ah prayer during which he does not think of anything else, then his past sins will be forgiven. Meaning in these two rak'ah, you focus entirely on the salah. You don't start thinking about a joke that you heard, or what you're going to cook, or how you're going to do your chores, or how you're going to complete some of your work. No, in your salah, you are fully present. Then all of the person's past sins will be forgiven. So this is one thing that we can do. Another thing we learn, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that whoever performs wudu as I have done, then proceeds to the masjid and offers a two rak'ah prayer and then sits there, then all his past sins will be forgiven. This means that a person performs wudu at home properly, and then they go to the masjid, and then they perform tahiyatul masjid, and then they sit there waiting for salatul jama'ah. All right? Then their sins will be forgiven. So for example, you go for taraweeh prayer anyway. You can go 5 minutes early. So for example, you make wudu at home, you go to the masjid, you pray tahiyatul masjid, and you sit there even for 2 or 3 minutes before the adhan for Isha is made, you will be counted as one of these people, inshallah. If it is not possible to do at Isha time, because understandably, in some places, the time between iftar and Isha is very little. So then find out, in your schedule, what is possible. It could be maybe iftar, maghrib. It could be any other prayer. It could be maybe even the fajr prayer. So make wudu at home and then go to the masjid. Pray the two rak'ah and then sit and wait for salah. Another important deed, beneficial deed, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that when the imam says ameen, then you should say ameen. Because whoever's ameen it synchronizes with the ameen of the imam, and at the same time the angels also say ameen, then all of the person's past sins will be forgiven. So a lot of times it happens that when the imam says ameen after Surah Al-Fatiha, many people don't bother to say ameen. They don't bother. So it's important that we say ameen at that time, men and women. Of course, you don't have to be very loud, it just has to be audible, especially, if as a woman you feel shy to do that, then at least say ameen in such a way that you can hear. Because at that time, the angels say ameen. So say ameen at that time, because then your past sins will be forgiven. This is such good news. In another hadith, we learn that whoever says Subhanallah 33 times after every salah, and Alhamdulillah and Allahu Akbar 33 times each after every salah, and then says, لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد وهو على كل شيء قدير. So 100 أذكار basically after every salah. Then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, all of his past sins will be forgiven, even if they are like the foam of the sea. Allahu Akbar. So after every salah, 33 times each, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, and then La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah, lahu al-mulku wa lahu al-hamdu wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir. Another dhikr we can say, Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, whoever says this 100 times, all of their sins will be forgiven, even if they are like the foam of the sea. In another hadith we learn, whoever says La ilaha illallah wallahu akbar walhamdulillah wa subhanallah wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, then all of his sins will be forgiven, even if they are like the foam of the sea. So adhkar, they are a means of forgiveness of sins. Another important thing is that if a person is unwell, they are sick, whatever that sickness may be. It could be extreme migraine. It could be some pain in the body. It could be, a condition because of which a person is feeling extremely weak, like a heart condition or, diabetes or anything like that. A woman may be pregnant, something like that. If a person is unwell, all right, and they praise Allah before the people who visit him, then we learn that when the person gets up from his bed, meaning when he recovers from his illness, then he is as clean of sin as the day that his mother gave birth to him. Allahu Akbar. Sometimes when we fall ill, we just complain, especially if we fall ill in the month of Ramadan. And because of that illness, we're not able to fast or we're not able to pray in the night. We're not able to go to the masjid for Taraweeh prayer. At that time, we get upset and annoyed and we begin to complain about our body or about the condition that Allah has tested us with. And we complain right, left and center to the people who come to us to the people that we talk to. Do not complain at this time. Praise Allah. Say Alhamdulillah. This is what Allah chose for you. You see, you could try to seek the pleasure of Allah by performing certain acts of worship. But if that is not something that you are able to do at this time, and Allah has exempted you from that, then adopt the path of gratitude. Adopt the path of patience. And when you praise and glorify Allah and show your contentment with Allah's decree, then this will be a source of forgiveness for you, inshallah. So be very careful. This is also an opportunity to earn forgiveness from Allah. I remember once I was at Hajj and at Arafah, I fell ill and I fell unconscious. And I remember I did not have the energy to stand for long. And I was feeling, the ritual of Arafah is all about standing. Right, you stand and you make dua, you stand and you seek forgiveness and you glorify and praise Allah. That is the ritual of Arafah. And I remember I was feeling terrible, terrible in my heart that, I'm not worthy maybe of worshiping Allah. Maybe, I am not being given tawfiq to worship Allah. You know, these thoughts come into your heart. And somebody said that, inshallah, this is tahur, this is purification. And this was the way of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that when he visited someone who was unwell, he would say, la bas, tahurun insha'Allah. No harm. This is a means of purification, insha'Allah. And at that time, I kind of felt a little annoyed that, why are they saying this? I want to be able to stand and worship Allah even more. So, but alhamdulillah, when I think back about that incident, I am so grateful to Allah that perhaps I would not have been able to stand and worship Allah as much as, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala perhaps counted for me because of my illness. Your illness brings you forgiveness. Your illness brings you closeness to Allah. So If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests you with any illness, any kind of difficulty in your body, because of which you are not able to do what you wanted to do, still praise and glorify Allah, because you never know, through that path, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring you forgiveness and great reward and increase in your ranks. Another thing we should do that brings forgiveness from Allah is tasbihat at the time of going to bed. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that whoever says when he goes to his bed, meaning when you go to sleep, if you say la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah lahul mulk wa lahul hamd wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah subhanallah walhamdulillah wa la ilaha illallah wallahu akbar, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that all his sins will be forgiven. Allahu akbar. There's so many adhkar we can say in illness, at, you know, after salah, when going to bed, during the day, in the night. And all of these adhkar are a way of earning forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why are we so upset about things that we are not able to do? And why can we not focus on things that we are able to do? In a hadith, we learn that whoever wears clothes, مَنْ لَبِسَ ثَوْبًا, and it doesn't say new clothes, okay? This is dua to say, on wearing clothes, and you say, Alhamdulillahi alladhi kasani hadha thawb wa razaqanihi min ghayri hawlin minni wa la quwwa. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, all of his past sins will be forgiven. This means all praise and gratitude is for Allah, the one who clothed me with this garment and provided me with it without any power or ability on my part. And this is entirely Allah's favor on me. So the person who says this on wearing clothes, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will pardon them for all of their sins. In another hadith, we learn that whoever eats some food and then says, Alhamdulillahi alladhi at'amani hadha wa razaqanihi min ghayri hawlin minni wa la quwwa, that all praise and thanks to Allah who fed me this food and gave me sustenance without any power or strength on my part, then again, all of his past sins will be forgiven. You know, if you're not able to fast and you are sitting with your family at the time of iftar, they're breaking their fast, all right? And you are just eating dinner. You feel terrible in your heart that I have not been able to fast and everybody else is fasting. You almost feel like you're not worthy of sitting over there. No, you are worthy. You are Allah's slave. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has exempted you from fasting, you know, out of His mercy. So eat and show gratitude to Allah, and through that gratitude, earn forgiveness from Allah. The Prophet ﷺ said that الطَّاعِمُ الشَّاكِرُ, the person who eats and is grateful, is at the same level as the person who fasts and is patient. SubhanAllah. So say this dua after you eat in order to earn forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember, it is not huge and difficult and extraordinary deeds that we have to do in order to earn forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is al-ghafoor, and He is very, very appreciative. So if there's anything that you can do, even if it's something very small compared to the deeds that others are doing, but you do what you do for the sake of Allah, with sincerity, with gratitude, with humility, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is appreciative. In a hadith, we learn that there was a man who was walking along a road and he saw a thorny branch, and he removed it from the road so that, you know, people would not get hurt by it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appreciated that, and Allah forgave him on account of that one good deed. SubhanAllah. This person just removed a thorny branch from the road so that people would not get harmed. And Allah appreciated that so much that Allah forgave him for all of his sins. مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِهِ وَمَا تَأَخَّرُ. We learn about that woman who was a prostitute and how she saw a very thirsty dog and she gave water to it, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appreciated that and Allah forgave her for her sins. We learn that if a person participates in a gathering of the remembrance of Allah, then That is also a means of forgiveness. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, there are no people who gather together to remember Allah, only seeking the face of Allah because of that, except that a caller calls out from the sky that stand while you are forgiven. Yani when you get up from this gathering, when you rise from here, you will be forgiven. مَغْفُورًا لَكُمْ قَدْ بُدِّلَتْ سَيِّئَاتِكُمْ حَسَنَاتٍ And your evil deeds have been converted into good deeds. They have been replaced by good deeds. So seek out gatherings of dhikr, gatherings of Allah's remembrance. And even if you go there for a few minutes, you know, these days, subhanAllah, at so many mosques, you know, before iftar, on the weekends, in the evenings, there are gatherings where, you know, people are being reminded of the verses of Allah, you know, the teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the objective is to remember Allah through, you know, in these gatherings. So participate in such gatherings and earn forgiveness from Allah azza wa jal. So it is necessary that we busy ourselves in such good deeds in order to seek forgiveness from Allah, and then we also actively, yani directly through our words, seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How can we do that? What are some words that we can say to seek forgiveness from Allah? And these words are, of course, from the sunnah. Alhamdulillah, yesterday we covered some du'as from the Quran. Today, inshallah, we will go over du'as from the sunnah. The first statement that we can say to seek forgiveness from Allah is simply, Astaghfirullah. I seek forgiveness from Allah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would say this, Astaghfirullah. So when the moment you feel you have done something wrong, say Astaghfirullah. Another dhikr we can say, another way in which we can seek forgiveness from Allah is Astaghfirullah wa atubu ilayh. I seek forgiveness from Allah and I repent to Him. And remember, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that I seek forgiveness from Allah and I repent to Him more than 100 times a day, right? So we should also say this, Astaghfirullah wa atubu ilayh. Say this at least 100 times a day. Now, a question. When we say, I seek forgiveness from Allah, what does this mean? And when we say, I repent to Him, what does that mean? Because in some adhkar, we see that we're just saying, oh Allah, forgive me. And in other adhkar, we are saying that, oh Allah, forgive me, and also tub alayya, right? Or atubu ilay. So you're combining istighfar with repentance, all right? You're combining istighfar with repentance over here. So what this means is that you're asking Allah to forgive you for the sins that you have committed until now. Meaning, in your entire life, up until this point, any sins that you have committed, knowingly, unknowingly, accidentally, deliberately, foolishly, you know, in whatever state, for whatever reason, of whatever kind, whatever nature, any, whether it was a sin in words or sin in action, any kind of sin, whether it was an act of disobedience or leaving an act of obedience, any kind of sin, Astaghfirullah, Ya Allah, I seek forgiveness from You for that. So forgive me for all of the sins that I have committed up until this point. Atubu ilayh, I turn to You, or in other du'as we say, Watub alayya, that Ya Rab, you need to turn in mercy on me. What this means is that you are repenting to Allah and you are asking Allah to forgive you for the sins that you are engaged in right now, or the sins that you might commit in the future. And wa atubu ilay, this in a way is your commitment that, Ya Rab, I'm going to try my best to never do this again. I'm going to try my best to never commit the same mistakes again. This is my commitment, wa atubu ilay. And, you know, just because you are saying that, you know, you are committing to change, to be better, it doesn't mean that you will certainly be better and you will be perfect and you will never make mistakes again. No, you are human, and for as long as you live, you will continue to slip here, there, a little bit more. Because you're human, you will make mistakes. But atubu ilayhi, I repent to him. This is your willingness to change, to improve. And that shows your sincerity in seeking forgiveness from Allah. And that shows that you truly dislike sins and you don't want them to be a part of your life. You want to move away from them. So, astaghfirullah wa atubu ilayh. Another dua, and this dua is called the Sayyidul Istighfar, the chief of all prayers of seeking forgiveness, because Sayyid is chief. And what this means is that this dua should be given preference over all other du'as of seeking forgiveness. This du'a is incredibly important. We should make sure that we say this regularly. How regularly? The Prophet ﷺ told us in the morning and in the evening. In hadith, we learned that whoever says this du'a in the morning and then he dies before the evening, or he says in the evening and dies before the morning, then nothing... Then if he dies, he will be admitted into paradise. And if he dies after saying these words, in the same day or in the same night, then he will be of the people of paradise. But there is a condition. The Prophet ﷺ said, whoever says these words with yaqeen, with belief, with conviction, with presence of mind and heart. And this shows us that there are two types of people who make dua. Those who just say what they're saying, they don't know what they're saying, they don't mean it. It's just a string of words that they've memorized or that they're just reading, all right? And then there are those people who mean what they say, who are truly asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. So the chief of prayers of forgiveness, Sayyidul Istighfar, we should say with yaqeen, then Jannah is guaranteed. What is this dua? This dua is Allahumma anta rabbi. O Allah, you are my Lord. La ilaha illa anta. There is no God worthy of worship but you. Khalaqtani. You have created me. Wa ana abduk. And I am your slave. Up until this point, what are you doing? You are acknowledging the oneness of Allah. His rububiyya, the fact that he alone is Rabb. His uluhiyya, the fact that he alone is worthy of worship. And you are admitting, acknowledging your position, which is of servitude, that I am your slave, I am your worshipper, I belong to you, I seek you. Wa ana abduk, wa ana ala ahdika wa wa'dika mastata'tu. And I abide by your covenant and promise as best as I can. Meaning, I am doing whatever is within my ability to abide by what you have obligated on me and what you have demanded from me. And what are these things? Things such as the five daily prayers, right? These are matters which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has obligated on us. So I am doing whatever I can to the best of my ability. A'udhu bika min sharri ma sana'tu. And then I seek refuge in you from the evil of what I have committed. Allahu Akbar. The evil deeds which we commit actually harm us, which is why we say, I seek refuge in you. Ya Allah, you protect me from the evil of what I myself have done, what I myself have crafted. Because my own deeds, my own wrongs will actually harm me. So Ya Allah, you protect me from the consequences of my own sins. أَبُوءُ لَكَ بِنِعْمَتِكَ عَلَيَّ وَأَبُوءُ لَكَ بِذَنْبِي. I acknowledge your favor upon me and I acknowledge my sins. I acknowledge all of your favors on me. And why do we say this over here, that I acknowledge your favors on me? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not deserve from us that we disobey him. He has bestowed so many favors on us that what he deserves from us is only gratitude and worship. And this is why we learned that the ulama said that if a person were to spend their entire life in the worship of Allah, for example, in the position of sajda, and they don't commit even a single sin, still it is not enough. It is not enough to show gratitude for one blessing even. Subhanallah. So, Ya Rab, I admit all of your blessings on me. I acknowledge them. I'm not being ungrateful. Wa abu'u laka bi dhanbi. And I also acknowledge all of my sins before you. I am sinful. I have done many wrong things. فَغْفِرْ لِي. So forgive me. فَإِنَّهُ لَا يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ. Because none can forgive sins except you. So we see over here that in this dua, we first of all acknowledge the oneness of Allah, right? We show complete servitude to Allah. And we admit that none can forgive sins except Allah. So we seek forgiveness from Allah. And we admit all of our sins before Allah. We don't justify any. We don't defend any. We don't blame anyone else for any of our sins. We take full responsibility. We acknowledge and we humble ourselves. This is how we should seek forgiveness from Allah. And this is when a person is forgiven. Because if a person says these words with yaqeen in the morning and they die before the evening, or they say in the evening and they die before the morning, the Prophet ﷺ said that such a person will be of the people of paradise. Then we should also say, Allahumma ghafir li dhanbi. O Allah, forgive me my sins. We learn in a hadith that a person committed a sin and he said, Allahumma ghafir li dhanbi. That, O Allah, forgive me my sin. So what happened? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgave him. Because every time the person committed a sin, he said this. He continued to seek forgiveness from Allah this way. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that my slave knows that he has a Lord who can hold accountable or who can punish. So I have forgiven my slave. Do whatever you want. Meaning, if you keep seeking forgiveness from me, I will continue to forgive you. So the moment we realize we have done something wrong, let us say, Allahumma ghafir li dhanbi. Or simply, Rabbi ghafir li. Another dua we should say, Astaghfirullah al-azim alladhi la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum wa atubu ilayh. That I seek forgiveness from Allah, the great, the one who, besides whom there is no God, and he is al-hayy al-qayyum, the sustainer of all, and I repent to him. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that whoever says these words, and whoever seeks forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, using these words, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive that person, even if that person fled from the battle. And fleeing from the battle, this is actually a major sin, subhanallah. So if a person seeks forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for a major sin, using these words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive that person. Another dua we should say, Allahumma ghafir li dhanbi wa khata'i wa 'amdi. O Allah, forgive my sins, my errors, and my deliberate wrongs. We're asking Allah to forgive us for three things over here. First of all, dhanb. Dhanb is every kind of sin. All right? Every kind of sin, big, small, any kind of sin. And khata' is a sin that a person commits by accident, unintentionally. They didn't mean to, and they ended up making a mistake. They ended up doing something wrong. Amd is what a person does deliberately, knowingly. Yani, sometimes a person is aware of what they're doing. They're aware that saying a certain word, behaving in a certain way is wrong. You know, their heart is conscious, is aware, and it prompts from the inside, stop it, don't do this, don't say it. But then you justify it. That no, I'm very angry. I better give this person a piece of my mind and I better teach them a good lesson. So, and then later on you realize, no, that was too harsh. That was not appropriate. So that is a deliberate wrong. So we're asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us for all of our sins, for those we make, we commit accidentally, and also those that we commit deliberately. Then, subhanallah wa bihamdihi, astaghfirullah wa atubu ilayhi. That glory be to Allah and I praise Him. I seek forgiveness from Allah and I repent to Him. Another dua, Allahumma ghafir li ma akhtatu wa ma ta'ammadtu wa ma asrartu wa ma a'lantu wa ma jahiltu wa ma ta'ammadtu. That, O Allah, forgive me my errors, what I did deliberately and what I did secretly, what I did openly and what I am unaware of and what I have done deliberately. Ya Allah, forgive me for all of my sins. And notice over here that ma ta'ammadtu, what I have done deliberately, we mentioned this two times. All right, once towards the beginning of the dua and once at the end of the dua. Why? Because when you start thinking about, you know, the different kinds of sins that you have committed, you realize that majority of your sins you actually end up committing knowingly, deliberately. And you are aware of what you're doing. It's not that, you know, you're overcome by madness or something. No, you are conscious, you are aware. You made that decision to say that, to say those words or to do those deeds. So all you can do is just admit your sin before Allah and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive, because there's no justification, there's no excuse for behaving that way. Another dua we should say, رَبِّ اغْفِرْ لِي خَطِيئَتِي وَجَهْلِي وَإِسْرَافِي فِي أَمْرِي كُلِّي وَمَا أَنْتَ أَعْلَمُ بِهِ مِنِّي. O Allah, forgive me my faults, my ignorance, my immoderation in my matters. In all of my matters, in different matters of mine, you know, I behave ignorantly, or I cross proper bounds. In all of our affairs, you know, sometimes, for example, if we are driving and the person next to us is not giving us space to change lane, or the person in front of us is driving a little too slow, or the person behind us is tailgating us. Sometimes we start behaving in a very foolish way, that we will speed, or we will, honk unnecessarily, very loud, or we will look at the driver very angrily, or we will, do something to show that we are very frustrated. And sometimes we will even say things to them, to the other driver. And the other driver has no idea that we're talking to them, that we are cursing them, or we are, saying things which are inappropriate, which are rude. Astaghfirullah. Sometimes we commit immoderation in another way, where, for example, we are working on something and we work on it for so long that we end up delaying our prayers. Or we commit israf in another way, where we buy something, for example, food to eat, to nourish our bodies with, but we don't end up eating it, and then we throw it, we waste it. We waste money, we waste the blessings that Allah has given us, we waste our time. All of this is israf. So Ya Rab, forgive me all of my errors and my ignorance and my immoderation in my affairs. وَمَا أَنْتَ أَعْلَمُ بِهِ مِنِّي. And what you are better aware of than myself even. The sins that I commit and I don't even know about them, you know about them. So Ya Allah, forgive me for all of those sins. Allahumma ghafir li khatayaya wa amdi wa jahli wa hazli. O Allah, forgive me for my sins which I have committed accidentally or seriously, deliberately, knowingly, and jahli, my ignorance, wa hazli, and my failings, wa kullu dhalika indi, and all of these are in me. Allahu Akbar. Allahumma ghafir li ma qaddamtu wa ma akhartu wa ma asrartu wa ma a'lantu. O Allah, grant me forgiveness for my faults which I did in haste or deferred, or which I did earlier or which I did later, and what I did secretly, what I did openly. Anta al-muqaddim wa anta al-mu'akhir wa anta ala kulli shay'in qadir. You are the muqaddim, the one who sends things forward, and you are the one who delays, and who puts things later. Wa anta ala kulli shay'in qadir, and you are over all things competent. Now we see that there are certain occasions when we should be seeking forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. First of all, we should be seeking forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when in a gathering. So for instance, you are listening. Yes, you're not present in a physical gathering, but in a virtual gathering. So as you are listening, you can continue to seek forgiveness from Allah. And don't just, keep your mouth, your lips quiet or still. You can continue to seek forgiveness from Allah. So you can say, as the Prophet ﷺ would say, رَبِّ اغْفِرْ لِي وَتُبْ عَلَيَّ إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الْغَفُورُ. That, O my Lord, forgive me and accept my repentance from me. Indeed, it is you who is the greatest acceptor of repentance, the one who is ever forgiving. So in a gathering, we can say this, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would say. And Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu said that he would hear the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam seeking forgiveness from Allah in a gathering 100 times. 100 times. And he would also say this in a gathering, رَبِّ اغْفِرْ لِي وَتُبْ عَلَيَّ وَارْحَمْنِي, in another version, and have mercy on me, إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الْغَفُورُ. When we exit the bathroom, in another hadith we learned that Ibn Umar said that he heard the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam seeking forgiveness from Allah in a gathering 100 times. And then he said, اللهم اغفر لي وارحمني وتب علي إنك أنت التواب الغفور. That, O Allah, forgive me, have mercy on me, and accept my repentance. Indeed, you are truly the one who is the greatest acceptor of repentance, the ever merciful. Then, even when we exit, when we leave the washroom, we learn the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would say at that time, غفرانك, your pardon, your forgiveness, meaning, Ya Rab, I seek your forgiveness. And the ulama say that the reason why, one of the reasons why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would say غفرانك on exiting the washroom is because, you see, when you go to the bathroom and relieve yourself, your body is cleansed, right? Your body is cleansed of impurities because the impurities leave your body, right? So physically, you have become cleaner. But then you also want to be truly clean and true tahara, complete cleanliness, complete purification is achieved not just by physical cleanliness, but also spiritual cleanliness. So we ask Allah, Ya Allah, forgive us after using the bathroom, that Ya Allah, remove my sins from us as well. You removed physical impurity from me, from inside of me. Ya Rab, you remove my spiritual impurity as well. Remove my sins as well. غفرانك. Then when we make wudu, in a hadith we learn that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would say after wudu, Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. This is a dua which a similar version we say after a gathering, but the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as reported by Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu anhu, he said that whoever says these words after making wudu, then these words will be written for him in a record, and then a seal will be placed, and then it will not be broken until the day of judgment. Meaning these words will be permanently preserved in favor of a person until the day of judgment. What are these words? That Subhanak, glory be to you. Allahumma, O Allah, wa bihamdik, and praise be to you. La ilaha illa anta, there is no God worthy of worship but you. Astaghfiruka, I seek your forgiveness, wa atubu ilayk, and I repent to you. So if you say these words after wudu, then they will be preserved, sealed, recorded and sealed for you. That seal will not be broken. So this record will be there for you on the day of judgment as a witness for you that you were someone who glorified Allah, praised Allah, believed in the oneness of Allah. You sought forgiveness from Allah. You repented to Allah. So what do you think about this record on the day of judgment? Do you not want this in your favor? For example, you have certain documents, important documents that can aid you in your future. For example, you even keep certificates from high school. Why? So that when you apply for a program, maybe 10 years later, after graduating from high school, maybe you might add that to your record of achievements. Because every little thing counts. Allahu Akbar. So after wudu, we say these words, and part of these words is that we seek forgiveness. Astaghfiruka. Then we see that in salah, there are so many times when we seek forgiveness from Allah. In fact, if you think about it, salah is based on seeking forgiveness from Allah. Because there is no step of salah, there is no part of salah, except forgiveness. that you seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during that. Even before you perform salah, when you make wudu, there is istighfar, right? When you enter the masjid, at that time also is istighfar. When you say Allahu Akbar and you begin with dua istiftah, you say, Allahumma ba'id bayni wa bayna khatayaya, kama ba'adta bayna al-mashriqi wal-maghrib. Allahumma naqini min al-khataya, kama yunqa thawb al-abyad min al-danas. Allahumma ghsil khatayaya bil-ma'i wal-thalji wal-barad. O Allah, set me apart from my sins as far as the east and west are set apart from each other. And clean me from sins as a white garment is cleaned of dirt after thorough washing. O Allah, wash off my sins with water, snow and hail. You're asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to completely purify you. If you're performing tahajjud prayer, then you should begin your salah with these words. Allahumma rabbana lakal hamd, anta qayyimu samawati wal ard, wa lakal hamd, anta rabbu samawati wal ard, wa man fihin, wa lakal hamd, anta nuru samawati wal ard, wa man fihin, anta al-haq, wa qawluka al-haq, wa wa'duka al-haq, wa liqa'uka haq, wal jannatu haq, wal naru haq, والساعة حق اللهم لك أسلمت وبك آمنت وعليك توكلت وإليك خاصمت وبك حاكمت فاغفر لي ما قدمت وما أخرت وأسررت وأعلنت وما أنت أعلم به مني لا إله إلا أنت. In these words we are glorifying and praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then we say, oh my Lord, forgive me for what I have sent ahead and for what I will do later, what I have done secretly and what I have done openly, and whatever sins of mine that you know more than I do. So we seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in tahajjud also. From the standing position when you go into rukur. In rukur, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us to say, Subhanakallahumma rabbana wa bihamdik, Allahumma ghfirli. Glory be to you, O Allah, our Lord. All praise be to you, O Allah, forgive me. When you get up from rukur and you say, Sami'a Allahu liman hamida, Rabbana lakal hamd, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would also say, Allahumma lakal hamd, mil'u sama'i wa mil'u al-ard, wa mil'u ma shi'ta min shay'in ba'du, Allahumma tahhirni bil-thalji wal-baradi wal-ma'i al-barid. اللهم طهرني من الذنوب والخطايا كما ينقى الثوب الأبيض من الوسخ. O Allah, our Lord, for you is praise that fills the heavens and fills the earth and fills whatever else you will. O Allah, purify me with snow, hail and cold water. O Allah, cleanse me from the sins and errors just as a white garment is cleansed from dirt. So in that standing position also, we seek forgiveness from Allah. When we go into sajda, we learned the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would say in sajda, Allahumma ghfir li dhanbi kullahu, diqqahu wa jillahu wa awwalahu wa akhirahu wa alaniyatahu wa sirra. O Lord, forgive me all my sins. O Allah, forgive me all my sins, small and great, the tiny sins and the big ones, first and last, those which I committed earlier, you know, when I was little or at the beginning of my puberty, and those that I'm doing till now, or those which I committed at the beginning of the day and at the end of the day, at the beginning of my fast, beginning of Ramadan, beginning of this year, the first and the last, open and secret, forgive me all my sins. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would say that in sajda. He would also say, Allahumma ghfir li ma asrartu wa ma a'lantu. O Allah, forgive me what I have concealed and what I have done openly. When he would sit up from sajda, then in the jalsa, he would say, Rabbi ghfir li, Rabbi ghfir li. Oh my Lord, forgive me. Oh my Lord, forgive me. And in the tashahud also, at the end of salah, before saying the salam, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that teach me a dua which I can say in my salah. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught these words to his friend. What are these words? Allahumma inni ghalamtu nafsi. Oh Allah, verily I have wronged myself. Dhulman kathira. Much wrong. Yani I have done a lot of sins, many, many sins. وَلَا يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ. And none can forgive sins except you. فَغْفِرْ لِي مَغْفِرَةً مِنْ عِنْدِكَ. So forgive me with the forgiveness from yourself. وَارْحَمْنِي. And also bestow your special mercy on me. إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Indeed, you are truly the forgiving, the merciful. So before salam also, we seek forgiveness from Allah. In another hadith, we learned that the Prophet ﷺ heard a man saying these words in tashahud before salam, and he said something to the effect of, you know, this dua is certainly accepted. And this dua is, Allahumma inni as'aluka ya Allahu al-ahad al-samad al-ladhi lam yalid wa lam yulad wa lam yakul lahu kufwan ahad an taghfira li dhunubi innaka antal ghafurur rahim. That, O Allah, I ask you, O Allah, the one, the eternally besought of all, he begets not, nor was he begotten, and there is no one that is similar to him, that is like him. O Allah, I ask you that you forgive me my sins. You are most forgiving, most merciful. Allahu Akbar. And look at the fact that entire salah, from the beginning to the end, is all about seeking forgiveness from Allah. And you know how I mentioned earlier that if a person makes wudu, like the way the Prophet ﷺ did, and then they perform two rak'ah, in which they do not think about anything else other than salah, then all of their sins will be forgiven. So if you make a goal for yourself, you know, that you go make wudu, and then you say the dua after wudu, and inshallah, all of these duas, I upload them with references and translations on the website, on farahtashmi.com. You can go into the English section. You can go for the recordings, Qareeb Mujib, Indeed I Am Near. And all of the recordings with these du'as are available there. You can download them. You can print these out. And now, if after wudu, you say, Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk, and then you perform salah, such salah, that in every position of salah, you're seeking forgiveness, in istiftah, in rukur, in when you stand up from rukur, then in sajda, when you sit up from sajda, when you go back again in sajda, and then again when you sit in tashahud, you continue to seek forgiveness in the way that the Prophet ﷺ taught us. And this will bring you so much relief, so much relief. You know what makes us bitter, unhappy, bored, frustrated, annoyed? This is one of the big reasons for this is our own sins. It is our own shortcomings. So seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you will feel lighter. You will feel happier. You will feel more relaxed. Then after salah, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would say, Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah. Three times he would seek forgiveness. But first he would say, Allahu Akbar, right? And then after salah, he would also say, Allahumma ghfir li ma qaddamtu wa ma akhartu wa ma asrartu wa ma a'lantu wa ma asraftu wa ma anta a'lamu bihi minni anta al-muqaddimu wal-mu'akhiru la ilaha illa anta. In this also, we're seeking forgiveness for all of our sins, the ones that we have done already, the one that we have delayed secretly, openly, our excesses, what Allah knows more of our sins than we. And then we do. After witr, we should say, Allahumma inni a'udhu bi ridaka min sakhatik, wa a'udhu bi mu'afatika min uqubatik, wa a'udhu bika mink, la uhsi thana'an alayk, anta kama athnayta ala nafsik. O Allah, I seek refuge in your pleasure from your wrath. I seek refuge in your forgiveness from your punishment. I seek refuge in you from you. I cannot praise you enough. You are as you have praised yourself. So these days, especially after witr, whether you perform witr after tahajjud or after taraweeh prayer, this dua, we should say. Then we learn that on riding a vehicle also, when you're traveling, you step into your car, you get onto a bus, or you are even riding your bike, all right, or you are taking a train, a plane, whatever it may be, any means of transportation, what should we say? We should say, Bismillah, okay, sorry, it should begin with Bismillah, Alhamdulillah, Subhanalladhi sakhara lana hadha wa ma kunna lahu muqrineen, وَإِنَّا إِلَىٰ رَبِّنَا لَمُنْقَلِبُونَ الحمد لله الحمد لله الحمد لله الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر اللهم لا إله إلا أنت ظلمت نفسي فاغفر لي إنه لا يغفر الذنوب إلا أنت. This is how the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم would say on riding an animal. And Ali رضي الله عنه He narrated this. So we should also begin the same way, that when we get onto onto the vehicle, Bismillah, in the name of Allah. And then Alhamdulillah, all praise is for Allah. And then the dua, glory be to the one who has placed this transport at our service, and we ourselves would not have been capable of that. And to our Lord is our final destiny. And then we say Alhamdulillah three times, and then Allahu Akbar three times. And then we say, O Allah, there is no God but you. I have wronged myself, so forgive me. Indeed, there is none who can forgive sins except you. When going to sleep, the Prophet ﷺ taught us to say, Bismillahi wada'tu jambi, Allahumma ghfir li dhanbi, wa akhsi' shaytani, wa fukka rihani, wa ja'alni fin nadiyil a'la. In the name of Allah, I have laid down my side for Allah. O Allah, forgive me my sin, drive away my devil, free me from my responsibility, and place me in the highest assembly. And wa fukka rihani, this can also mean, and especially on our part, that free me because remember that every person is held in pledge, in the sense that they will only be freed on the day of judgment when they bring what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has demanded from them, which is iman and righteous deeds. So fukka rihani, set me free, and place me in the highest assembly, meaning mention me in the highest assembly. So seeking forgiveness even when we are going to sleep. Then if someone has passed away, we should make dua for them too. Allahumma inna fulan abna fulanin fi dhimmatik. Mention the name that, oh Allah, indeed. Allahumma inna. So for example, if the person's name is Aisha, Allahumma inna Aisha. Or if it's a man, Allahumma inna Bilal. You know, fi dhimmatik. They are under your protection. وَحَبْلِ جِوَارِكَ, and in the rope of your security. فَقِهِ مِنْ فِتْنَةِ الْقَبْرِ, so save him from the tribulation, from the punishment of the grave. It's a woman. فَقِهَا مِنْ فِتْنَةِ الْقَبْرِ وَعَذَابِ النَّارِ, from the punishment of the fire. وَأَنْتَ أَهْلُ الْوَفَاءِ وَالْحَقِّ, and you are the one who fulfills promises and grants rights. اللهم فاغفر له وارحمه. Oh Allah, forgive him and have mercy on him. If it's a woman, اللهم اغفر لها وارحمها. إنك أنت الغفور الرحيم. Indeed, you are the one who is forgiving and merciful. When we get up from a gathering, we should say, سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك, أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت, أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. That glory be to you, O Allah, and praise be to you. I testify that there is no God worthy of worship but you. I seek forgiveness and I repent to you. After we recite the Quran, we should say, سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك, لا إله إلا أنت, أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. A lot of people say after the recitation of the Quran, صدق الله العظيم, that Allah the Great has spoken the truth. Of course, Allah has spoken the truth. And these words, okay, they're correct. But it would be better if we say something that the Prophet ﷺ would say after the recitation of the Quran. In a hadith, we learned that Aisha radiallahu anha said that the Prophet ﷺ would not get up from any gathering, nor would he recite any portion of the Quran, nor he would pray, except that he would end his deed with these words. Which words? Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. And when he was inquired about these words, that how come you say these words after, you get up from a gathering, after you recite Quran, after you pray salah, he said that whoever does this, then khatama lahu طابع على ذلك الخير ومن قال شرا كن له كفارة. يعني if a person did something good in that deed, for example, if a person says something good in a gathering, or if a person says words of glorification and praise in salah, all right, or in the recitation of the Quran, any whatever good that they say, all of that is sealed for a person in the hereafter, meaning they will definitely find them recorded and present for them in their favor. And if anyone says something wrong, for example, in a gathering, then these words will be an expiation. Because of these words, they will be forgiven for any wrong thing that they said in the gathering. And sometimes a person is reciting Quran and they don't even realize they make a mistake. And that mistake could be very serious. It could literally change the meaning. All right. But because we're human, we can we end up making these mistakes. If somebody else is listening to us, they can correct us. Right. And if they know that we have made a mistake, they will correct us. But if nobody is listening to us, all right, and if somebody is, but they don't know we've made a mistake and they don't correct us, and we accidentally say something wrong in the recitation of the Quran or in our salah, and we don't even realize, then these words will be an expiation, a means of forgiveness. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Learn these words and make a habit to say these words. And we see that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, these are only some du'as that I have shared with you, in which he would seek forgiveness from Allah in salah, before salah, out after salah, when making wudu, entering, exiting the washroom, after doing any good deed, in the morning, in the evening, in a gathering, whether that gathering was of dhikr or just any other gathering, he would seek forgiveness so much. And the last words that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said before he passed away, as reported by Aisha radiallahu anha, were which words? They were, Allahumma ghfir li warhamni wa alhiqni bil rafiq al a'la. That, O Allah, forgive me and have mercy on me and join me with the highest company. So we should also make a habit of seeking forgiveness from Allah when we are awake, when we are alert, in health, when we are conscious, in the morning, in the evening, when we're going to bed, as we are going about our day. Let us make a habit to seek forgiveness from Allah, so that perhaps our last words will also be La ilaha illallah, and also Allahumma ghfirli, that, O Allah, forgive me. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.